الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: يا أيها الذين آمنوا يا أيها الذين أوتوا الكتاب آمنوا بما نزلنا مصدقا لما معكم من قبل أن نطمس وجوها فنردها على أدبارها أو نلعنهم كما لعنا أصحاب السبت وكان أمر الله مفعولا. إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء ومن يشرك بالله فقد افترى إثما عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the attitude and behavior of the Yahud and Nasara towards the Kitab, how they would distort the messages that were communicated to them in that Kitab, and they would say, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, that we have heard and we have disobeyed. Rather, they were supposed to have said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, that we have heard the message and we have obeyed, Ya Rasulallah. But they have said, we have disobeyed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on account of that, Allah cursed them, Allah abased them, Allah banished them from His rahmah. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now addresses the Ahl al-Kitab again by saying that, oh, you have given the Kitab, oh, you were given the Kitab, the book, آمِنُوا, bring iman, بِمَا نَزَّلْنَا مُصَدِّقًا, bring iman in the Kitab, that is the Qur'an that we have revealed. And this Qur'an is such that it is مُصَدِّقَ, it confirms and it accepts the Kitab that you have in your possession. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن نَطْمِسَ وُجُوهَا, Allah is asking the Ahl al-Kitab to bring iman in this Qur'an now, which confirms and accepts the Kitab that they already have in their possession. In other words, in their Kitab, the Bishara, the glad tidings or the good news of the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already mentioned and given to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that all of this is now accepting what they had already in their possession. Allah says, bring iman now in this Kitab, the Qur'an, before we, min qabli an natumisa wujuha, bring iman before we obliterate faces. And then, what will we do with your face? فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا. So Allah says, we will obliterate faces, and then we will turn these faces, and we will make them face their backs. فَنَرُدَّهَا عَلَىٰ أَدْبَارِهَا, we'll turn these faces, and make them face their backs. أَوْ نَلْعَنَهُمْ كَمَا لَعَنَّا أَصْحَابَ السَّبْتِ, or we will curse them, like how we have cursed the people of the Sabbath, refers to the Sabbath breakers. We will speak about them now. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do, what did Allah do with such people? Allah made maskh of such people. Allah transformed them into apes and into pigs. So this particular verse now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Ahl al-Kitab to bring iman before such a thing happens. So first thing is, Allah says that if you don't bring iman, then tums could happen. And what is tums? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will obliterate the face and make the face literally face the back. So it will now be facing towards the rear. And this is, some mufassirin say that literally this will happen. Some mufassirin say this is basically a darbul mathal. It is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just showing you when a person is misguided, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other places in Quran, Allah talks about it as well, that summun bukmun, a person is deaf, a person is dumb, a person is blind, he cannot see the truth. So a person can see, but the murad, what is meant is, a person is blind from seeing the truth, means that he's not going to accept, but he literally can see. So some mufassirin say, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here in this verse says that we will turn his face and make his face face the rear and face the back, it means that such a person will not be walking towards hidayah, rather he'll be walking towards dalal, and that is misguidance. And for some of us, you know that this is really on the literal meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is literally saying that that Allah will make such a thing happen to them, that Allah will obliterate their faces and make it face the riyah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, oh, na'anahum, we will curse them, like how we curse the Sabbath makers, the breakers. This refers to the group of Bani Israel, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them not to fish on that particular day, what did they do? They found some hila, a way out of the situation, and they cast all their nets, and a day before that, and then a day after that, they went and collected all the fish. In other words, On that particular day, they used the way to fish, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them not to do so. So they broke the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah transformed their faces into apes, etc. وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ مَفْعُولًا. Allah's matter and Allah's order is definitely going to occur. Then Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive shirk. If shirk is done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never forgives shirk. But any other sin a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive for whomsoever he wills. There is a verse that Allah talks about in another Quran. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. That say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is addressing that group of his servants. Allah says, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Then, O my banda, O my servants, O my slaves, those who are prodigal to themselves, those who have exceeded the bounds, those who have went beyond all bounds, Allah says, لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. So Allah is addressing that segment of the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that never ever be despondent, never despair in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. So here in this verse, Allah is also saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Other than shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of that, but not shirk. When Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard the verse, الذين آمنوا ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم أولئك لهم الأمن وهم مهتدون. That those people who brought iman, آمنوا. And then Allah says, ولم يلبسوا إيمانهم بظلم. They didn't mix up or taint their iman with doing some deeds of ظلم and oppression. Allah says, for such people, they will have aman, they will be safe, and they will be rightly guided. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but وَأَيُّنَا لَمْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ. Which person hasn't made zulam upon himself? In other words, they were worried now that how will they be safe on the day of Qiyamah, because they brought iman in Allah. But sometimes it happens that a person also makes zulam. And the verse is suggesting here that if a person doesn't make zulam, then only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him that safety and security on the day of Qiyamah, and then only he is from the rightly guided ones. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, haven't you heard, أَلَمْ تَسْمَعْ إِلَىٰ قَوْلِ لُقْمَانِ, the word of Luqman. You know, in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly mentions that إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. When I'm referring to, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُ إِمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ, when Allah explicitly says that ظُلَم, they do not mix up the iman with ظُلَم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to shirk. In the word of Luqman alayhi salatu wasalam, he is addressing his son, لَا تُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ. Then, oh my son, do not become a polytheist. Do not make shirk with Allah, because inna shirka la zulmun azim. Shirk is zulam. Shirk is oppression. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah forgives everything other than shirk. And then Allah says, وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ يَفْتَرَى إِثْمًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever makes shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a person has invented and made up a big or a great sin. In other words, there's no such thing like this, and such a person will have to bear the guilt of such a statement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from shirk. وَأَخِذْ دَعْوَانَ. Alhamdulillah.